From the KTOO newsroom, I'm Pablo Arauz-Peña with your state and local news update. The appointment process to get vaccinated against COVID-19 opened up on Wednesday for Alaska's roughly 90,000 seniors, but KTOO's Jeremy Shea reports it didn't go smoothly.
John Palms is 74 years old and lives in Juneau. He decided to get up early on Wednesday to try to beat the rush to get a vaccination appointment. He went to the website that public health officials have been steering eligible people like him to, covidvax.alaska.gov, that's V-A-X. He clicked a link to schedule an appointment.
First, I found a bewildering map. No way to know what to do when I got there.
It's a map of the state with pins for individual pharmacies and healthcare providers that intend to administer the vaccine. Eventually, he found six pins in Juneau. Click on a pin, and you get some contact info for each provider and a link to their website. So it's basically a directory, not a centralized booking site like Palms and others were expecting.
It took hours, and I finally figured it out. I signed up, but I had no idea whether I could have gotten an injection earlier someplace else because there's no central coordination of anything, it doesn't look like.
The forms on different websites seemed broken in various ways. In the end, he got an appointment the old-fashioned way.
When I was on the phone, it was impossible on the web.
If you tried Palm's approach with Ron's Apothecary Shop in the afternoon, you might have heard this.
Due to the high demand and call volume for the COVID-19 vaccine, we are currently unable to take verbal requests at this time.
The message says they don't have any vaccine, but will know more in several days. Juneau Senator Jesse Keel said Wednesday he was hearing similar stories all afternoon.
I've been getting calls and emails and Facebook messages and texts from senior citizens and from some of their children, probably a couple of dozen, I think. A lot of frustration. And I think the department stumbled on this.
That's the Department of Health and Social Services. Tessa Walker-Linderman with the department leads a state COVID-19 vaccination task force.
The bottom line is that we had a limited amount of appointments and a lot of people wanted to make an appointment.
She wasn't aware of any system-wide technical problems. She and other state health officials in a press availability on Wednesday acknowledged it's been bumpy and cumbersome for users. They had considered a single vaccine appointment system, but healthcare providers wanted to use their own. Public health advisor Kelsey Pistotnik explains.
This is a really challenging time for our providers, and they are trying to navigate so much right now. And so I think we really just came from that standpoint of, can we just make one part of this easy for them, that if they already have a system in place that they are familiar with, that, you know, can we do that? But I think we do need to go back to the drawing board a bit here and see what we can do on the user perspective, just to make sure we can button this up a little better so that it's not quite as cumbersome.
They say part of the challenge has been getting more healthcare providers up to speed to administer the vaccine. More clinics, providers, and appointments will be added to the site as they come online. And some communities are stepping in with mass vaccination events. Juneau has one planned for mid-January, if the vaccine shows up. It would be the first in the state. Health officials say Anchorage, Matsu, Fairbanks, and Kenai may follow. Chief Medical Officer Dr. Ann Zink says the decision to open up this broad tier of eligibility for Alaskans 65 and older came last week, as demand from the last tier was falling off and vaccination appointments were opening up.
Do we want to be able to do this a bit faster? It's going to mean it's going to be a rough week and it's not going to have enough vaccine. And people are going to be frustrated because we would love it to be perfect. We would love for everyone to have spots available and all be able to set and roll out. But we also don't want vaccine just sitting there with administrators who are being able to administer it without moving forward.
For some perspective, she says this is only the third week of vaccinations and Alaska is fifth in the nation for vaccinations per capita. She also offered an apology.
We understand that it's an imperfect system, and we are sorry for that, and we are constantly trying to improve the system.
John Palms, the exasperated 74-year-old, he has an appointment set for next week. In Juneau, I'm Jeremy Shea.
The city and borough of Juneau tentatively plans to hold its mass vaccination event for people 65 and up on January 15th, 16th, and 17th. Help navigating the vaccination process is also available at 907-646-3322. And a handful of protesters showed up at the State Capitol building in Juneau on Wednesday morning, but they didn't stay for long. Even though the state's capital was quieter than the nation's capital, KTOO's Rasha McChesney talked to residents who say they were anxious and scared as they watched rioters disrupt a joint session of Congress on Wednesday.
Juneau Democrat Senator Jesse Keel was in the state's capital on Wednesday. He said he wasn't concerned about escalating violence locally, even with the small group of protesters on the front steps of his office.
It was a totally different situation than the people in D.C. who are trying to overthrow a free and fair election conducted under the laws of the 50 states and overseen by independent courts. Night and day.
Keel said he was sickened by what happened in D.C. and frightened to see the U.S. Capitol overrun, both for the people who got hurt and for the future of the country's government. But he's hopeful that the nation will get through this. Some people who watched as a mob stormed in and destroyed parts of the Capitol saw white privilege in action. Videos appear to show Capitol Police moving barriers for a mob of mostly white people and standing aside as they breached the building. It led a lot of people to wonder aloud on social media how the scene would have been different if that had been a mob of black people. Juneau resident Josh Hunnell is a supporter of President Donald Trump. He says he was also struck by how the extremists in D.C. were treated.
If that was a bunch of Democrats out there and Black Lives Matter, there's no way they would have gotten to the building. The cops would have attacked. They would have done, they'd have been ready for riots, and they would have used their riot stuff.
But Hunnell doesn't think there's a race-based motive in that disparate treatment. He just doesn't think anybody could force their way into the Capitol.
I feel like it was almost staged. I know how protected these buildings are. There could be 100,000 people outside trying to get in, and not a one of them are getting in. It looks pretty good if you let a couple of Trump supporters in there. And then that's my part of my mind that says, the Democrats are out to cause a scene. That's what they want. But another part of my mind is like, yeah, how did they get in so easily, knowing how well protected it is?
What he saw on Wednesday made him uncomfortable, but he says he's not afraid of it.
I don't think it would happen here in Juneau at all.
But he also doesn't think that Juneau residents can get a clear picture of what's going on thousands of miles away, that the extreme actions of the few tend to be amplified and can overshadow the message of the whole of Trump's base.
Because the majority of them are just law-abiding citizens who work their 9-to-5, or they're retirees, or they don't really know any better and they're just going off whatever they're told to. There's always that group.
Juneau mom, Christy Hendrick, and her two daughters watched the coverage together. She says it was scary, and she couldn't hide it from her kids.
Yeah, and actually, I feel like I have not done a good job of reassuring them. So that's kind of like my next... I've just been kind of like, And my next step is to take a deep breath and, talk about this is what we can control, this is what we can't control.
Hendrick says it's been hard to find a balance between which reactions to share with her kids and what to keep to herself, especially when she feels that they will be the ones who have to deal with whatever comes out of the country's politics right now.
I'd like to help them figure out how to be resilient in this really scary, unpredictable world that we're living in.
Hendrick says she's fairly politically active. Sometimes she wishes she could tune it all out for a time, but there doesn't seem to be any space to do that. She also says she's not sure how to respond because she doesn't want to put her anger on her neighbors, to inflame in a way that makes it difficult to move forward together. One thing that disturbs her the most about the violence at the Capitol yesterday was that she felt like this one group of people tried to blow everything up completely, so there'd be no room for discourse or discussion at all after that. In Juneau, I'm Rasha McChesney.
The Central Council of the Tlingit and Haida Indian Tribes of Alaska put out a statement yesterday on behalf of tribal citizens condemning the extremist violence in the nation's capital. President Richard Chukyaish Peterson says he's afraid of what the events are demonstrating to the rest of the world.
Our democracy is unfortunately extremely fragile right now, and I think enough is enough. We need to come together. We need, to build a stronger, better country, a stronger, better economy, and this isn't doing that.
While Peterson says he's not taking a position for or against President Trump, he says Trump's video address, where he called for peace but continued to claim the election was stolen, was unfortunate.
If he really believes that this election was lost, okay, great. Go make that speech somewhere else. This isn't the time. Right now is the time to defuse the situation, not to continually use it as an opportunity to incite.
He also says many tribal citizens are veterans who have, quote, fought to ensure our country is a nation of laws and not of men.
I don't support anything that is violent. But you know what? Peaceful protests you know, should happen, should be how we can demonstrate our views. Bringing violence into it does nobody any good.
Peterson represents over 32,000 Tlingit and Haida tribal citizens. This is KTOO News.